Fresh Breakfast with MSK and Shaquan. It is 8:10. Thank you so much for choosing Fresh Breakfast with Ian SK as well as Shaquan. We appreciate you. You're choosing quality. This is probably brought to you by Jacob's Coffee. Hashtag breakfast is on us. Now, for the past couple of days, we've been having conversations about the MTC Windhoek Fashion Week that is set to take place or that's set to start on the 1st of November until the 6th at Moruo Mall. And we've been profiling some of the designers, some of the people behind the scenes, and we've met some incredible people thus far. Today, this morning, will be no different because we are about to meet the incredible Jonte Moller. Am I Moller? Must not see Moller story.
It's
Moller. Yes. I'm sure there's always that debate now. Moller versus Moller.
Yeah. And Muller.
And Muller.
Are you guys cousins? Also,
no.
No, not at all.
I think they want to be cousins.
Oh my God. Jonte, welcome to Fresh FM.
Thank you so much.
Quick question.
Me.
We always do this.
Yeah.
Is this your first time on radio?
No, I actually had a radio show.
You had a whole radio show. Yes.
Wait, it wasn't Namibia.
Yeah, Namibia. I did the Kota FM.
Oh, but it wasn't on Fresh, right?
Okay.
No, so it's her first time.
But it's your first time here?
No, I've been on Fresh actually.
Oh, okay.
The other time.
Yeah. See, but it was still at the old building.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Who did you speak to? Do you remember who you spoke to?
I spoke to, what's the guy's name? Sorry, I spoke to the other guy that was working with you guys.
Oh, that's a lot of cheese.
Yeah. Also about fashion and so
yes,
on.
Definitely.
Fucking cheese comes up on fashion. Yes, the day.
Why did you meet you, Ichab?
But welcome, Jonte. We really appreciate the fact that you can make time for us this morning.
Yes.
Let's talk about your involvement with the Windhoek Fashion Show. But before we get to that, tell us about your style, dude. Like, what's your style? What's your signature? What does your line do? Who do you cater for?
So basically, I try and cater for everyone.
Mm. Okay.
It's, you know, one foot fits all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try and discriminate by, you know, slim girls to thick girls. I try and cater for everyone. I also try and cater for guys as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My style is very sexy and exclusive. I feel like if I design something, you wouldn't find it on someone else again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I design it for you. I cater for you and your body.
Mm.
And yeah, basically, it's very, very sexy.
All right. Okay, cool. What is the line called?
It's called Diamante Jonte.
All right. So tell us what was behind the name?
So basically, Diamante is for diamonds, and I feel like I am a diamond.
Come on.
And then Jonte, Diamante, Jonte, Monte, Jonte.
You know what I'm hearing?
Right? Luxury.
Yes.
Exclusivity.
You know.
Fancy.
Yes.
So what is it that... hearing or listening to this conversation right now, hey, and I've never been to MTC Fashion Week, and I'm going for the first time. What is it that I can really expect from you that you feel has not been done before, or you just want to move in your own lane?
I feel like what hasn't been done before that you can expect from me is definitely a creative setup. It's also my first time doing MTC Fashion Week.
All right.
But I've been doing my own fashion weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I had a fashion week in June, which was a Barbie collection.
Okay.
Where girls came out of Barbie boxes.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. So basically, you guys can definitely expect a lot of creativity. Even though it's bikinis, you know, it's swimwear. I'm also catering for guys. But the creativity for the brand will stand out more than anything else.
All right. So here's a quick question, right? As a new mom, for example, right? It is really hard for, you know, for people to feel very comfortable and very sexy in their bodies, right? Because your body changes in so many ways. So, yes, you are catering to, obviously, people who feel very comfortable wearing bikinis. You're catering to the men that look good, like NSK. But then what about a new mom who's listening right now, hey? And she's like, will her, you know, swimwear cater to me or not?
Oh, my sister is actually a new mom.
Oh,
and
oh,
me and my
snap.
Sister are best friends. So we're like 2 years apart. So I definitely cater for new moms as well.
Yeah.
Because for me, I feel like my sister's still young.
Okay.
And I don't want her to feel, because she has a child right now, that she needs, you know, like, she's not allowed to show some skin. She's not allowed to be sexy or whatsoever. So I do, for new moms, I do make it in a way that the mom is comfortable. You know, she can still flaunt what she has. And she doesn't have to feel some type of way because of what people are going to say. You know, you're a new mom.
You shouldn't dress a certain way.
No, as long as the foot sits perfectly and your body, you know, it hugs your body perfectly, I don't think it should be a problem.
All right.
Now, check this out. I think it's perfect timing. Hear me out. I think it's perfect timing.
Okay.
Because we're done with October.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We're done with October. Yeah. Okay. November is done. And then December, then it's Happy New Year.
Yes.
That means we're going to be on the beaches. We're going to be at Walvis Bay Soccer Bowl. We're going to be in Cape Town. We're going to be in Dubai at the beautiful beaches. Mm. So, I mean, your line is coming right about the right time. Tell us about your slot at the MTC Windhoek Fashion Week.
Yeah.
What time is it? What day is it?
So basically my slot is on the 4th of November, which is the Saturday. The 5th of November, which is the Saturday. My slot is at 7 to 7:30. I'm pretty sure there will be people before me that will also, you know, showcase and have proper stuff. But I really feel like you guys should definitely look out for yours.
Yeah, you guys. Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm really looking forward to this. You said you also cater for all type and so on. That means you also have different types of models.
I have a variety of models, mm-hmm. all types, all sizes, you know, different races and everything. Because also for me, I'm a person that gets judged a lot.
Because of
what I do and how I do it. I don't really care what people think of me because I feel like life is too short and fashion meets, you know, the world. So there's no boundary when it comes to fashion.
Yeah.
So you can't just stick to one face, one style the whole time. So I feel like, and because people only expect me to stick to, you know, my girls, and it's only girls, and I'm only catering for girls my size and all of those things.
Yeah.
It's always why I always cater for everyone and, you know, have different types of models as well.
Man, I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. But what is it? What is it that you are most excited about? I mean, it is your first time, right? And is you saying that you're very big on creative setups and prompts and things like that. But what is it that you are most excited about? Say that at the end of everything, you're sitting at home in your room. What is it that what feeling would you want to get out of everything?
I feel like I've never showcased Windhoek Fashion Week before. So I feel like I've done all of my own fashion shows and everything here in Namibia for the past 4 years now. But my crowd was my crowd, people that I felt the need, you know, that was going to, you know, buy from me and everything. But now I felt like I need to cater for a different crowd because also I study in South Africa. I study fashion there.
Oh, wait.
So I also want to put my country on the map.
Sinje.
Because there aren't really big designers out there. And that's the honest truth. And designers in Namibia don't want to help each other. So I feel like I can sit back at home and really be like, you know, for what it's worth, I actually showcase something to different people, you know, a different crowd.
And
it's like getting a different audience, you know, a different feel.
Basically, you're challenging yourself.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And they say, look, I'm moving away from my crowd. Okay, I'm moving away from my circle.
Yeah.
Let me go into the bigger stage. The big stage being the MTC Windhoek Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Let me show what y'all got. Or let me show you what I got.
Exactly.
Right? And also because you studied, so the pressure's a little different. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I just got back from South Africa on Wednesday. Yeah. So I'm still busy with school and everything. So
but check this out. Like, but when are you graduating? I already finished last year,
but then I started studying again this year.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like I tried coming back for internship, but there was nothing.
Yeah. Obviously, the market is there.
Feel like I want to be there so I can come back and come also open a school. You know.
We only have that is what we're talking about.
Yeah, true. That's
ambition,
that's a really good
man.
Point. Yes.
Ambition, man.
Yeah,
but you know the one thing that I also picked up from what she said as well. We had this conversation. I think it was 2 days ago with our plug
August in Soccer Moon.
Yes. So he mentioned the same thing, saying that a lot of creatives in the creative space don't want to help each other. No, it was June.
It was June.
That's the one thing that I picked up from you as well. So when you do come back and open up your school, is that one thing that you would want to focus on to make everyone feel included?
Exactly. Because the thing is, for me, I struggle here a lot because I've been in SA for 4 years now.
Yeah.
So coming back, it's always like, why should we come to your fashion show? You haven't even done anything for the country. I've been doing a lot for the country. I've had a modeling agency where I catered for 20 girls, Cape Town, Botswana, and in Namibia. So I feel like that worked out very well. But And the time I did it, there weren't promo girls. People were being judged for even just hosting, you know, even just carrying champagne.
Yeah. Mm.
Now it's such and a normal thing.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering why it's so normal. Yeah. Yeah. Servers, when I did it, they were all judging me.
Mm.
Yeah.
And hence why I feel like I want to come back, because that was such a nice feeling for me to actually really work with girls, because those girls didn't have modeling agencies here. I wouldn't accept them. They're too thick. Their hair is too curly. Their hair is too bushy.
Now so, that's exactly what they want. Can you believe
now
it?
Now that's what they want, and yeah. that's what I don't like at all, because now they're trying to make it seem what I did the whole time, you know what?
Yeah.
So hence why I really want to open a school and also, you know, give people internships. Like me, I'm coming from South Africa. I didn't want to stay in South Africa forever.
Yeah.
I want to come put back in my country.
Of course.
But I can't come here. What am I going to come do here? I can't even come do internship. You go to the schools for internship. They tell you, but you're a fashion student in South Africa. Why do you need Namibia? It's my home country.
We see it. John Simbala, Mola, pardon me. It was really a great conversation that we had with you. We wish you all the best with your slot. I'm really intrigued by your setup, what she'll do. I'm curious about this, but obviously she's not going to give it to us right now.
Are you guys a little hint?
Drop it to us.
I just want to give you guys a little hint. It's going to be, you know, like ladders, robots, code. Let's talk, like, you know, I'm talking about construction lights. Yeah, I think that's enough for now.
I'm looking forward to this. All right, cool. Chante, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
We wish
much
you all the best
me.
With the MTC Vanuk Fashion Week. So check it out. Get your tickets. It's all over. That's from the 1st until the 6th.
Swipe on it and win. Come bank with us and stand a chance to win the